I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The governments of Iraq and the United States have reportedly struck a deal. It's an agreement authorizing U.S. troops to stay in Iraq, and it includes a timetable for withdrawing American troops from the country within 3 or 4 years, unless Iraq asks them to stay. The Bush administration hasn't made the draft agreement public yet, and lawmakers in both Baghdad and Washington are skeptical, though for different reasons. The World's Quill Lawrence is in Baghdad. First off, why was this deal even needed, Quill?
Well, it's a legal framework for the United States to be in Iraq. The United Nations has authorized the continuing American occupation through December 31st, the end of this year. After that, there needs to be some sort of agreement between the government of Iraq and the United States for U.S. troops to be occupying the country.
So under this new legal framework, U.S. troops will reportedly come under Iraqi jurisdiction when off duty. Now, this jurisdiction issue has been central to the talks. Why has that become such an important part of it?
Well, it's a very sticky subject. On the one hand, Iraqis say it's a violation of their sovereignty to have anyone running around this country who isn't subject to their laws. And we saw that come into sharp relief when some American military contractors in the past have, in effect, gunned down Iraqi civilians and then faced no justice in Iraq. For the American military and certainly U.S. politicians back at home, they don't like the idea of seeing U.S. soldiers possibly facing Iraqi justice in a country that's justice system isn't really up and running yet, in a chaotic environment where they'll be asked to perform missions in this country and then possibly face criminal prosecution. It looks like there's probably some pretty nuanced language in there whereby the Iraqis will be able to say, yes, when American troops are not on a mission, they'll be subject to Iraqi justice. And the United States would quietly say, well, any American soldier in Iraq is essentially on a mission the whole time he's there.
I mean,
isn't Korea or Japan.
Right. I was going to say, I mean, it sounds like it's something of a concession for U.S. troops to come under Iraqi jurisdiction while off duty. I mean, it's not like they're getting to mix with the local population, as you say, in Korea or Japan or Germany.
Exactly. It's an unlikely scenario, but it might be the sort of thing, a face-saving measure, really, for Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who is, in fact, trying to sell this deal to his parliament and his people.
How binding is this agreement going to be on the new American president?
Well, the Pentagon spokesman says it is not binding at all. That is to say that if he wants to pull troops out sooner, he doesn't have to keep them until 2011. In terms of the withdrawal date of 2011, that's a binding agreement between the government of Iraq and the government of the United States, and presidents are expected to maintain the treaties of their predecessors. Still, there's a lot of language in there that talks about conditions-based and how the Iraqi government can still request troops to stay. So there's a lot of wiggle room, and it should be stressed as well that we haven't seen the final draft, and no one's going to be talking about it until it's all been inked and approved.
All right, The World's Quill Lawrence in Baghdad. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.